Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio, Project Independence on You. We've been talking with Debbie on or off, and we will continue to talk with Debbie right now about continuing education and lifelong learning, which is good for the brain, and it's good for your spirits to keep you going. Got to have a purpose in life. Oh, here we are. So I can't nap. Debbie, how about letting us know a little more about how we would find out what programs you have and what options there are, and how would somebody go about getting involved with the program?
Okay, so the website, hopefully you're all on the internet. The website for continuing education is ce.hofstra.edu. The phone number to call is 516-463-7200. Our fall bulletin is hot off the press. If you would like a copy, you can call that number, and we'll be happy to send one to you.
And in case you didn't get any of that because you didn't have pencil and paper in hand, you can always call 311 and ask for the information, the contact information for Hofstra Continuing Education, and they will give you the information.
And that phone number, again, is 516-463-7200.
That's correct.
Right. And they could call it there as well.
Yeah. So anyway, one of the things that I say about myself is I'm a very curious person. I've always been a very curious person. I love to learn. I love to explore new things. And for me, the internet, and especially Google search, has been just wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to learn something, you put it in the search bar, and you're off. And you could, I could spend hours on the internet. And I think that's so important, especially as we get older, to keep that sense of wonder, that sense of curiosity, to that sense of wanting to keep learning. There's a quote widely attributed to Dorothy Parker: "The cure for boredom is curiosity. There is no cure for curiosity," which I love because I just think it's just great. So curiosity kind of gets you started in the process, and then what I call self-directed lifelong learning. So we love people to come and take our courses in person, but if you are not able to, there's all sorts of learning you can do on the internet. And I encourage everyone, to just continue learning by exploring.
I love those words, self-directed, because a lot of what we do in life is self-directed. Nobody makes you do anything, typically. You know, it's you. You have to direct yourself to want to do these things. And if anything, hopefully we can motivate a few people who might listen to get self-directed and try to get a little spark, if you will, by learning new things. But you're the one who has all the opportunities for them.
Also, we do have to encourage people. I mean, Google is wonderful, and it does get – you just got to be careful – too, of what information you're receiving,
correct,
and what information you put in. Clearly, you never give out any kind of information, social security, passwords.
Right.
No one should ever ask you for any of that information on, on the internet. And, just be cautiously optimistic when you're doing Google searches, and think about the sources that you're getting it from. Enjoy.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because today, more than ever, with all this talk of fake news and alternative facts, one of the most important traits or lessons that we can teach our children, our teens, and especially, adults, is called media literacy. And along the same lines, information literacy. So when you do go online, there's so much information out there, so much more than there's ever been before from all sources, television, radio, print, but especially online. You have to be really discerning. You can't just take everything at face value. You have to know what the source is. Mm-hmm. You have to understand what bias that site or that source has. And this could actually take a while to research to get to the source of the original story. But it's very important today,
right,
more
it's
than
tricky.
Ever.
So, I mean, you just have to be. If something sounds a little off, you know, I would say a good percentage of the time your gut is probably right.
That's right.
And, you know, maybe just go to, a more recognizable source.
Well, and a lot of times they spout off these facts like there were 2 billion whatever, blah, 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 blah. And that's why this guy's no good or this politician's no good or whatever. And think about, well, how did they come up with this number? You know, and it probably is somebody coming up with some campaign that is false as far as that part goes. It's easy enough to do.
Yeah. You know? And there are, again, today more than ever, there are more fact-checking, non-biased fact-checking websites that you can go to. ProPublica is one that it's definitely unbiased, can't be bought.
Yeah.
You know, don't accept advertising. They're funded. They're nonprofit. Plus, all of the major newspapers and other media outlets have their own fact-checking sites. So those are also unbiased and important to go to. You have to be really careful about where you're getting your information from.
Right.
Well, the other thing is, this is a subject we've had a lot of times, but there are people who are devious that are scamming people.
Exactly.
And trying to put fear. You know, you may get a pop-up that says your computer's going to blow up in 5 minutes if you don't click here. You know, yes, that can happen. And there's ways you can just get past that you can be taught so you don't have to click there.
Right. Again, it's the more familiar you are,
right,
the more hours you've spent with technology, the more comfortable you'll be.
Debbie, a lot of times I think people, you know, as we get older, and we've never done things, you know, maybe whether it's the computer, taking a fitness class, maybe going back to school, people tend to say, you know, are you ever too old?
No, absolutely not. And as I said before, you know, when you are retired, that's when you have the time.
Right.
That's when you have the time to really get engaged with learning. Again, there's so many opportunities online. There's, you know, Hofstra constantly has guest speakers, really interesting talks, discussions, as do other libraries, bookstores.
And we were talking also, Otto, and, you know, earlier when we were off the air about adaptability. And,
yeah,
you know, that comes into, you know, as we get older, too, and we're maybe in our 10th or 15th year of retirement.
Well,
and there are still things out there, you know, and changes that are going on, maybe not, you know, with our bodies, with our, you know, partner status.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that should not hold you back ever from coming, you know, giving you a call, enjoying opportunities that are out there, even if they're very different from anything you've ever done.
Yeah, there's a quote that I just love from Charles Darwin. It's not the most intellectual of the species that survives. It's not the strongest, but the species that survives is the one that is able best to adapt and adjust to the changing environment in which it finds itself. Our environment, our world is changing at such a rapid pace these days that sometimes it's hard to keep up. But the more you are flexible and adaptable and embrace these changes rather than fight them, I think the happier you'll be, the more successful
you'll
be.
Before you leave, I'd like to get a copy of
Absolutely.
That.
Right. I'll give you the whole presentation.
Okay. No, I believe that that's key in life in general, no matter how old you are.
Yeah.
You know, things change as life goes on. I mean,
yeah.
Some of them for the good, some of them for the bad.
Yeah.
And even when it changes for the bad, we adapt. We adapt to that, and you accept and move on, you know?
Yeah. Some people have a problem doing that, though. And, it's difficult because they end up in a depressed state and wind up not living a very happy life, which is unfortunate because we only get one shot at it.
Right.
You know, I don't know about any repeats that I'm aware of.
Yeah. I just wanted to also point out that there are a number of websites that you can go to that offer, and these are just amazing, free online college courses that you can take. Anyone can take them. You don't take them for credit, you know, but you take them for your own. I am just addicted to these. And you can learn anything from history to science to art, music. And these are taught by, you know, college professors. And it's basically you're just looking at the videos of these professors.
Right.
And they're just fascinating. You can learn so much.
So really, you really have to get to know computers. You have to. Look at all that.
Yeah.
You know, is at our fingertips.
I mean, I don't think a day goes by. We may be sitting watching Wheel of Fortune. How old is Pat Sajak? I don't know.
Yeah.
Key in Pat Sajak age.
Yeah.
You immediately find out how
exactly.
old he is.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You used to have to go to a book for that.
That's like right.
Some kind of.
Go to the library.
You know, the thing you open and pages. Yeah. And
well, I mean, people who remember doing that like I do. I mean, you had to go to the library for everything.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
Maybe you would find the answer.
Yeah.
Maybe after you went through 4,000 cards.
Yeah.
You know,
so my suggestion.
32 seconds. Yeah.
My suggestion is, turn off Wheel of Fortune, turn on your computer, and start taking these courses.
Yeah.
Fabulous. It's too much information for a half an hour, or it's just too much information. We'll have to have you back.
14
Absolutely. Seconds left.
14 seconds, though.
Debbie, thank you very much.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Oh, my
it's
pleasure.
It's been great. You showed flexibility today.
Yes.
By finding out this morning you were going to be here.
Right.
So that was
great. I think
great.
We all had a little of that today,
We all
right?
had a little
right,
flexibility
Christina?
In action here.
That's the world we live
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
We'll be back.